Mark Dougherty, by the way, is the president and CEO of Pre-Passes Safety Alliance. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome him onto the show. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
So let's kind of just jump into this. I mean, the playing field has really changed for truckers, hasn't it, given the last like 8 to 9 months of the economy and the reality of their existence. And Pre-Pass, well, your organization is really kind of in the middle of it, aren't they?
We are. And it's funny that you use the term playing field because, you know, if we look at what's gone on within sports since, you know, March when COVID became so prevalent throughout the world, you know, first we had no games. And now we have games where, you know, the cameras, they have angles where they don't want to show the empty seats or they're inserting digital fans. And one of the things I find rather annoying is the piping in of crowd noises, but really trying to do our best to find some degree of normalcy when we're dealing with a lot of challenges. I would say our industry has similar conditions, you know, for our truckers out there. There remains fewer people on the roads, which means less traffic, and that's optimal. I mean, the more miles that we can travel in a given period is optimal for our drivers out there. But there's also been a bit of a downside. You know, we've seen that there's an increase in speeding and speed-related crashes. And, you know, that's been notable during this COVID pandemic that we've been all trying to wrestle with. So, you know, I think the playing field has changed, but the rules haven't. The goal is still to keep everyone safe and make sure that everybody gets home to their family in a safe and timely manner.
You know, it's interesting, too, about the whole conversation about the idea of the speeding has picked up. Of course, it's made things as the roads have gotten clearer. People are able to kind of reach their destinations faster. And we don't mean people speeding faster, just avoiding bottlenecks, as a number of studies have shown. One of the problems we've seen recently that is a thing to deal with as well, and I'm sure you guys have been tracking this, as more people have gotten out on the road, those people who are still used to the ability to go a little bit faster haven't changed their technique either. And so what ends up happening is we've got more people, I guess, coming to the game, as it were. We probably noticed over the last couple of weeks that there have been more people in attendance at a lot of the games. And the problem with that is it means there's more opportunities for people to get sick. And on the road, there are more opportunities for wrecks. And you guys have been really kind of closely monitoring this and really keeping up with it. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it really is a fair assessment. I mean, you hit on such a crucial term relative to, you know, keeping everybody safe. We've seen, you know, spikes recently in the COVID numbers, regardless of what state you live in. And, you know, highway safety, I think, has always been on the forefront of our industry's mind, you know, wanting to make sure that our trucks are operating in the safest environment out there and being able to be on the highways with the passenger vehicles so everybody's family gets there safe. But today we're also looking at, you know, the personal safety. And I think the awareness is at an all-time high there, whether you're in trucking or just in our everyday lives. You know, things that we hear from our customers is, and we see it regardless of what kind of business, but when we talk to carriers, you know, they have had to adapt to a remote work environment for many of their employees and make modifications, you know, so their workplace can accommodate social distancing for their on-site employees. Not to mention the steps to make sure their drivers have the appropriate PPEs and cleaning supplies to keep their trucks clean and that they feel comfortable in operating those. But, you know, another thing that's entered into the picture is really the interface with the carriers, the drivers, and their customers' requirements. You know, the routine that used to be standard for so many years has changed, and now wanting to make sure that they're respectful of their customers and minimize the health risks for their employees. You know, we see touchless delivery and, you know, strict adherence to social distancing and mask requirements. And I think really part of it's safety, but also part of it is just being respectful of the community that we live in and wanting to make sure that people are comfortable and feel good being at work, even though we know the risks are there. For those of us that are unable to work from home, those in essential businesses, that everybody's out there to take care of each other. And I think that's one of the important things we've seen, hands down, take place within our industry.
You know, it's something else, too, that you just made a comment that Pre-Pass, and by its very nature, kind of comes into play here. unlike some areas of industry, some areas of the economy where people, while they deal with people on the phone, while they deal with people on the internet, there are a number of industries that have thrived during this crisis because exactly that they are isolated. People can work from home. People can work at great distances. The complexity of the supply chain means that you have places where you load, places where you pick up, places where you have to stop and fuel, interactions that you might actually have if you're moving through a toll booth. We can go on for a while in terms of all the different sort of multipliers of uncertainty that sort of play through the industry that very few businesses that are actually still up and running at this point actually have the sort of personal interconnectedness that trucking has. And so in many ways, many of the things that PrePass talks about in its Safety Alliance, not only in regards to its products, but in regards to its practices, are uniquely kind of geared towards this sort of thinking. And you guys have been really on top of this, not only, you know, in the day-to-day, but also in keeping people abreast with the newsletter and other information outlets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, information has been so crucial over the course of this last year. You know, going back to sports again, you know, kind of where we started a little bit. You know, we look at how all of the adjustments have been made, and we look at the games have changed. You try to, you know, modify things so that the competition is still there and that you have some degree of normalcy, given the extenuating circumstances, but it's just not quite the same. And, you know, we've seen and we've worked with our carriers that have had to adjust their operations as consumer demands have shifted during COVID. You had mentioned, you know, the closure or reduced operating capacity of so many businesses. For some parts of our industry, that's been very, very detrimental. Other parts of our industry have flourished because the shift from their normal business routes has yielded new opportunities for them. So we've seen some carriers where they have new customers, they have modified routes, they've had to modify schedules, identify new truck parking for their drivers, and for goodness sakes, even finding new places for their folks to eat, given the restrictions that are out there. So it really comes down to that, you know, the game is still there, but the experience for the drivers and for the motor carriers is different. And many have modified what they do so well to continue to operate and serve our country in our times of need.
You know, the one thing you and I agree on is the piped-in crowd noises are an absolute detriment to the game. I was laughing, though. Yeah. Thank God they're not piping in horns and sirens in regards to the trucker experience to kind of give them the same sense of what life was like before the pandemic. It's in many ways, what is happening right now in terms of the rules kind of changing before our very eyes is, according to the International Bridge, Tunnel, and Turnpike Association, one of the ways the rules seem to be changing and putting people who actually make their living on the road in more of an economic pinch is that toll facilities are seeing a significant drop in traffic and therefore are seeing resulting budget deficits, which has then led to talk of raising tolls and related fees. Tolls are going up for truckers. So PrePass, and let's talk about PrePass here for a minute in regards to its direct kind of impact on the men and women who are driving on the road. You guys actually help people manage that. What are you seeing in regards to state houses and the information you guys are getting, and what are you hearing from your customers in general?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You know, whether you're for or against tolling, and obviously it's been heavily debated from the perspective of highway funding. Everybody has their opinions, but the reality is that those are businesses, and with the drop-off in passenger vehicle traffic, you know, there are still so many folks that are working from home that their organizations have been dramatically hurt. During the height of the crises, when everybody was in a shutdown mode, and talking to some of the tolling folks, they said that their volumes were off as much as 60%. So that put them in a precarious position of how do we respond? How do we, you know, furlough our staff and still continue to operate our facilities? So some of the things that we've seen is a change in the cash collection. And so where you would have a toll booth operator at each lane and the ability to pay with cash, many of them have eliminated those. And from a toll operator's perspective, you know, in eliminating that, they can reduce the initial toll operating costs, you know, for the personnel, but they then have to use other technologies. And that's usually an RFID transponder, such as the ones we have available for our PrePass carriers. Or they will also do a toll by plate is what it is called. So they're capturing an image of the vehicle's license plate, and they're sending an invoice to the registered owner of that vehicle. Some of the problems that that yields is now you have a situation where before you had cash on hand, and you've turned that into an administrative challenge because now you have a collections situation. If people are ignoring those invoices as they arrive, or they're lost, or they get sent to the wrong owner of the vehicle, then those tolls are not getting paid. So what does that do immediately? They put surcharges. So in many cases, you're paying in excess of 25% more if you are having a toll by plate charge as opposed to a transponder charge. So that's one of the things that, just first and foremost, for carriers utilizing transponders, it is the most cost-effective as well as the most accurate billing technology that's out there. There's a reason why it's been used for so many years. At some point, it will probably be displaced with some newer technology, but right now, it is still, without a doubt, the most reliable. So much so that I think the simple fact that the tolling authorities give you off the cuff a 25% reduction in your cost speaks volumes. So that's one of the things that, we've really seen. Some of the toll increases, you know, you named it. We see Pennsylvania Turnpike, 6% increase starting in January of 21. You see states such as California studying congestion pricing on things such as the Bay Area toll roads. And then the Indiana toll road recently implemented higher rates in July. So I think part of that is still the core of it is they're looking to generate revenue to operate the business as it stands. But also they're somewhat in a recovery effort trying to offset the losses due to COVID.
Mark Dougherty, by the way, if you are just joining us, is the CEO and president of the PrePass Safety Alliance. It's good to have you on this morning. Let me bring up something else that you actually touched on and is a really kind of good place to kind of take another exit and then maybe get back on the highway after that. You talk about the idea that a number of businesses, a number of trucking and transportation businesses have used this opportunity to thrive because they have in many ways been uniquely positioned about their previous practices. One of the things I'm picking up from you in this conversation is that you guys offer a lot of technologies and a lot of opportunities that were already in place and are simply there now to function in many of the same ways that have functioned before. However, they put them in a unique position to allow the people who are still kind of dealing with the tolling increases and the tolling prospects to kind of be able to not only manage their cost on the road, but more importantly, in regards to what you're focused on, their safety as well. Is that fair?
Absolutely. We've been in the bypass business since 1993 and brought tolling on in 2004. Tolling was not looked at as a business opportunity as much as a problem that the industry invited us to solve. We had a lot of our carrier customers who said, look, I already have a transponder in my windshield. Why do I have to have one for bypassing and another one for tolling? So we worked with the EasyPass network, predominantly in the Northeast and some of the Midwest, arguably the largest tolling network in the country, and worked to develop a transponder that would facilitate both of those. The nice part for the motor carriers is, you know, from a maintenance perspective, that's one transponder you have to manage on that windshield versus two. But then we carry it all the way through that relationship that we were able to provide them the exact same pricing that they received directly from the toll operators. And we still do that in every single state where the tolling service is provided. And so if the carrier went directly with the tolling authority or they went through us, they're paying the exact same price. There's no markup. If they're receiving discounts from that tolling agency based on their volume, they get the exact same discounts from us. What we are able to do is we, because we're a nationwide program, have one device instead of multiple devices that they would have to use. We can provide them consolidated billing, which helps their back office to be far more efficient and identify if there are any inconsistencies or if there are fraud, or if there are things that are taking place because a transponder may have been stolen or is not being used properly. To go one step further, we developed a data analysis product called Informed Tolling to really help the carriers to stay on top of managing their tolling activity and also to be able to use that data to identify if their routes are in a manner that are most efficient and cost-effective for them. And if not, they have that data in a data mining tool so that they don't have to go and hire a programmer to say, hey, can you run me some reports? But it's a point and click. Again, that's all included in the basic cost for our motor carriers that choose PrePass Plus. So It's not a service that we leverage to make money off of. It was an opportunity for us to help our carriers to again, focus on getting through those toll facilities as quickly as possible. And as we all know, when you know, you have 80,000-pound vehicles that have to slow down to a stop and hand somebody money and then merge back into traffic, you're just asking for opportunities for fender benders. So keeping the throughput, those are benefits for industry, and that's what we focus on.
You know, we've been talking sports early on in this segment, and I kind of want to go back to it for a second. You know, the big thing about Moneyball, Mark, the idea that a player and a front office and a general manager and a manager could look at the player's numbers and begin to make determinations about strategies rather than just their pure talent. They could actually say, hey, if you just take more balls, you take more pitches, you wear the pitcher down, you get a better percentage of getting on base. In much of the same way, I feel like that Sabermetrics has made its way to the trucker in the future with this kind of technology available to him or her will be able to kind of sit down and begin to make choices saying, I'm noticing right here that I'm not making as good of a time as when I go on this route. I'm noticing that I'm losing time and productivity here. I notice I'm losing sleep. Therefore, if I can somehow, you know, tweak this data in such a way I can gain 1 to 2 more hours of sleep and increase my productivity, the possibilities of what the data that is being offered through these programs offer in regards to both productivity and safety really is kind of endless, that you could see yourself pouring over the material of how you drive and how you get there that can make a real big difference in your bottom line.
Couldn't have said it better. You know, one of our first data products that we came out with is a product called Inform Safety. Again, that it's just included in the costs for our bypass customers. Our goal was, is there's so much data that takes place on the highway, and as they're going through bypass facilities, are they always getting the information back from their drivers? And when I say that, meaning that if they've got a warning ticket because of a mud flap, because of reflective tape, because of a light, things of that nature, and that driver doesn't necessarily get that information back to their maintenance department, they may then find themselves with a ticket the next time around and a headache. So if we are being able to take data that we can utilize in the program and put it in a format that's user-friendly, so that you have multiple users within that motor carrier operation. You could have somebody in safety looking at it. You can have somebody in maintenance looking at it. You can have somebody in finance. But looking at all of these different data sources, and they're just pieces that help them to run in the most efficient manner possible. And so these are opportunities that it's really nice working for a nonprofit organization that we're not focused on every single penny that we have to make to keep a shareholder happy. We're focused on what are the things that we can provide industry that are going to help our customers to operate safe and efficiently. And so it's been exciting for us as we develop these tools, as we're able to roll these data analytics tools out. You know, large carriers, they're able to afford products like Microsoft Power BI and Tableau and these, you know, very expensive data mining programs and staff to operate them. But for the small and medium-sized carrier, we look at it that what a great thing for us to be able to help them find the needle in the haystack without a lot of effort, and to be able to do that as a value add for their services instead of having an additional charge. So we've really enjoyed the opportunity to rise up to our customers' challenges and find ways to help them in that space.
You know, the other thing is, too, is that so many drivers talk about their instincts and their intuition and their spidey sense. Well, an informed driver using their intuition is a very, very powerful, productive, and safe component of a highway system that is getting more and more complicated as the years roll on down the road. Mark Dougherty, by the way, is the CEO and president of the PrePass Safety Alliance. One more time before we wrap things up, Mark Dougherty, of course, is the president and CEO of PrePass Safety Alliance. He joins us now, and it is a pleasure to have him on. In regards to, we talked about sources of information, and we talked a little bit about your newsletter. You guys also offer webinars and other opportunities to really understand how it is both your technologies and the information they offer can make the experience on the road not only more productive for your bottom line, but much more safer to make sure, especially in this holiday season, that you get home.
Absolutely. And like anything else, we have a group that does a fantastic job at putting a lot of relevant information on our website. And it's not just about the services that we provide, really trying to make sure that we can have our customers and anyone else who wants to go and listen to be informed about a lot of the information that's out there. They can go to prepass.com. If they're looking for the newsletter, /newsletter, and they can subscribe. But I would also encourage them to look at the different webinars that you mentioned, and also, you know, the weekly podcasts that are out there, excuse me, biweekly podcasts. Again, we've got some fantastic folks that have been on there, topics that range the gamut from nuclear verdicts, which is obviously something folks are talking about, you know, so much today, to COVID risks and managing those in the workplace, et cetera. So we just want to be able to provide good information and hope that our industry can benefit by utilizing that, taking what, you know, the little snippets that make sense for them, incorporating that into their business and helping them to run in a real safe manner.
By the way, you get real special points from me. One of my pet peeves, along with yours, being the sound of piped in crowd sounds. I hate when people confuse gambit and gamut, and you used it absolutely correctly. The last three people I've heard use that term have used it absolutely wrong and said gambit. So big points to you on that, Mark Dowdy, who has joined us for a great conversation. I do want to make sure you get the last word here and just remind our listeners one more time where they can go in regards to not only getting the newsletter, but find out all things they can about the Prepass Safety Alliance.
www.prepass.com.
And forwards.
It's been a fantastic. I just want to thank you, Jimmy Mack, for having me on today. I really appreciate it. It's been fantastic.
It's been a lot of fun, absolutely. Thank you so much, Mark. It's great talking with you.
All right. Bye now.